Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Peter Meyer, who's been with us now for 19 years. How about that, folks? Peter Meyer, MeyerGroup.com, GRP, MeyerGRP.com, author of Creating and Dominating New Markets, Warp Speed Growth, also another award-winning book. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Peter, we're talking about the three key things that you say that we need to think about in, as we move forward in our lives and our business. Is there an innate goodness in us that we want the right things? Do we want to grow, and are we competent to grow? And in a small business, if we move over to the actual thoughts of growing our small business, one of the things that that you've helped us learn over the years is your business, for it to grow, the business has to be ready to grow. I've asked people, have you asked your employees, do you feel competent that we can grow? Have you asked your customers, will you still love us if we grow? Have you asked your financial numbers, can we support this growth? That's all part of the competence element, isn't it?
Well, definitely running a business well and running a business that your customers will continue to love, that's a competence. Growing yourself is also an important asset. So there's two kinds of growth we're talking about here. One is growing the structure of the business so you have more revenue or more locations or more whatever. And the other is to grow yourself so you can manage more locations and more revenue.
Yep.
And so forth.
But your people, you have to grow your people too, though. That's what I mean about your organization. You could have managers that are outstanding. They're world class at the level you're in. And you and I have both seen this, where the company grew and they wound up letting go of all, having to let go of all their key people because they weren't ready for the next level.
Yes.
And so the growth was successful, but there were unhappy people as a result.
The operation was successful even though the patient died.
Yeah, there was a casualty list.
Right. The balance has to be that we're going to grow internally inside ourselves, internally inside our business, and then grow the business all at the same time. It's like changing the tire or the wings on an airplane while it's flying. And that's the challenge of a small business owner who wants to grow.
Yeah, you and I both have met people who grew their business from a business they were really happy with. They loved it, and they thought, well, wow, if I love this, if it's bigger, I'll love it even more. And it turned out not to be true.
Definitely true. And we also both know people who balanced this discussion well and came out with a stronger business in the end, with more customers who were smiling, more employees who were smiling. And then the owner smiles.
One of the things
this process is part of competence.
Don't we have to say to ourselves as we contemplate growth that when we grow, things will be different there? And to contemplate
question.
Those things and say, if things are going to be different there, what will that look like and will I like that? What do you think about that?
We need to understand that it'll be different. And we need to accept that it'll be different. And we need to understand that we are competent ourselves, or we wouldn't be here. That we're good at growth ourselves, or we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be running a small business.
Mm-hmm.
And that we have a sense of internal strength, or goodness, or quality, or we wouldn't be running this business.
And I still have I still have to come back to not being cavalier about the competence. Competence is
no.
Competence is growth itself, isn't it? Isn't competence growth itself? We all have to get smarter every day. We got to be lifelong learners. That's all part of competence, right? The growth.
That is definitely part of competence and part of growth. If it wasn't challenging, you wouldn't be here. You'd be working for some corporate overlord.
Absolutely. Been there, done that, and you have too. Peter, thank you for being here. Good job today. MeyerGrp.com, MeyerGrupGRP.com. Hey, Peter, will you come back soon?
As soon as you want me, I'm here.
Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. We always think deeper and get smarter when Peter joins us. We'll have him back again another day. We got a lot more to learn from Peter Meyer. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.